It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Yes, today is a national holiday celebrating the birthday of the civil rights leader and 1964 Nobel Peace Prize winner. The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. is widely recognized as the leading voice of the civil rights movement. He preached a message of nonviolent resistance. On Sunday, President Joe Biden delivered remarks from Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, the first sitting president to deliver a Sunday sermon from that historic church where King served as pastor until his assassination in 1968. In honor of the holiday, many government agencies, post offices, banks, and corporate offices are closed. U.S. national parks are waiving entrance fees today, and many are expected to go to his memorial sites in Atlanta and D.C. Sadly, Californians will mostly spend the day trying to stay dry again as the state prepares for yet another drenching, with up to 3 inches expected today in places that are already beyond saturated. Around 24 trillion gallons of water have dropped on California from storms that began late last month. The damage from flash floods and mudslides is evident across the state. The storms are also blamed for at least 19 deaths. Flood watches are in place this morning for around 8 million people in coastal California, including the Bay Area. And there's still a risk, at least through the morning, for most of Southern California as well. The National Weather Service is saying that a much-needed stretch of dry weather is expected to begin on Thursday. So you already knew we have a teacher shortage, and now nurses are striking and quitting across the country. Over 7,000 nurses were on strike in New York City last week. There have also been protests, strikes, or threatened strikes in California, Oregon, Michigan, and Minnesota. Why? Well, hospitals have long been understaffed, but a new layer of stress was added by the coronavirus pandemic and a recent surge of other respiratory illnesses. Predictions are that the U.S. could be short of between 200,000 and 450,000 nurses by 2025. Russia continues its deadly assault on Ukraine. A missile strike on an apartment building in Dnipro, Ukraine, killed at least 40 people after explosions were heard across the country. Search crews on Sunday were still trying to reach survivors in the debris of a huge apartment building that was destroyed by a Russian missile strike in the southeastern Ukrainian city of Dnipro. Some people were believed to still be trapped under the rubble, but the mayor told Reuters that the chances of saving people now are minimal. The death toll from the attack is now 40. That makes it the deadliest attack in a single location since a September attack on the Zaporizhia region. Reports are that about 1,700 people lived in the apartment building. Well, the White House is facing increasing criticism for its lack of transparency related to the recent discovery of classified documents found at President Biden's home in Delaware, as well as a private office from his time as vice president. The initial batch of documents was found at that office on November 2nd, just days before the midterm elections, but they weren't revealed to the public until last week. Many hypocrites, Republicans, are now comparing Biden's case to the Trump probe, including the new House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, who told CNN that he's asking for more documents and communications related to the searches of Biden's homes and other locations linked to the president's aides. CNN called out his hypocrisy.
What do you say to viewers who don't understand why President Biden's documents seem like a big priority for you, but President Trump, who took hundreds more documents, did not comply with the subpoena, did not reach out to the National Archives or the Justice Department to say, hey, we found these documents. It's not a priority. Do you only care about classified documents being mishandled when Democrats do the mishandling?
I'm not playing his response because it's more gaslighting and nonsense. In Israel, an estimated 80,000 people turned out to protest in Tel Aviv against newly reinstated Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's planned judicial overhaul. Critics say it'll weaken Israel's Supreme Court by limiting its authority to review and strike down laws. This controversy has intensified political division less than 2 weeks after Netanyahu returned to office with a very right-wing government. Several thousand people also gathered in front of Israeli President Isaac Herzog's residence in Jerusalem. Herzog has faced criticism for not publicly opposing the government's planned reforms, but said he was focusing on preventing a, quote, historic constitutional crisis. I fear this will not end well. And finally, Oxfam International, the anti-poverty organization, on Monday called for windfall taxes on food companies that have made huge profits as high inflation drives up prices for food and other basic necessities. In a report Oxfam released to coincide with the start of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, we learned that the richest people in the world have gotten even richer as several simultaneous crises, including Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, have caused widespread suffering. Oxfam saying that the world's richest 1% gained nearly twice as much wealth over the last 2 years as the remaining 99% combined. But we already knew that, didn't we? And that's just a bit of what's news. For now, I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.